When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. In episode 11, I'm talking to Skylar Scaleset. He's a vocalist and multi-instrumentalist best known as a member of the folk band Fleet Foxes, which he co-founded with Robin Pecknold in 2006. He releases under his own name, publishing multiple solo EPs and albums, including In Court and Sun Up. I spoke with Skylar about Merzbow, a Japanese noise project started in 1979 by Masami Akita, best known for his style of harsh confrontational noise. Since 1980, Akita has released over 400 recordings and has collaborated with various artists. The name Merzbow comes from the German Dada artist Kurt Schwitzer's artwork Merzbow, in which Schwitzer transformed the interior of his house using found objects. The name was chosen to reflect Akita's Dada influence and junk art aesthetics. In addition to this, Akita has cited a wide range of musical influences from progressive rock, heavy metal, free jazz, and early electronic music to non-musical influences like Dadaism, Surrealism, and fetish culture. Since the early 2000s, he has been inspired by animal rights and began to follow a vegan straight-edge lifestyle. Here's what Skylar had to say.
As long as I can remember, like, no matter what kind of music I've ever been into or like where I am in my life, there's always a need for his work. Be it like a focus of my listening or a way to like reset my listening. I remember seeing him one time in Tokyo with Keiji Haino. We had just finished a Fleet Foxes tour and super exhaustive. And I stayed a few days and me and Morgan went to this venue way out in Koenji. We saw him and it was just like the perfect thing for after such a long, difficult tour. It was just this sort of like bath of controlled chaos, but like the thing that he's so good at doing. For once in 30 days or whatever, how long that tour was, it was like the first time I wasn't able to like stress out about anything that was ultimately not that important. And I find that his music has just kind of always been there for me for that kind of need. You know, I was working on this record a couple years ago of some songs of my own, and it came out last year, but it's hard being dramatic sometimes when you're recording, because being overly dramatic seems kind of saccharine or something, and it's a hard thing to kind of let yourself go. So I feel like a lot of music these days kind of sounds like the dynamics is just kind of like one thing. It all sounds good, but it's all just like, it's very like demure almost. And I think that sometimes when I find myself like really stuck, I just remember that there's a person out there who's made an entire career of being dramatic.
Would it have something to do with working outside of the frame of Western music?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But also not just like in terms of composition, but also in terms of recording. Some of the sounds that guy's getting, I never cease to amaze me. And in live performance too, like every time I've seen him, it's good. You know, like, and those kinds of shows have a tendency to, they can be bad. And I know this, like being somebody who's performed noise music myself, and I had a hard time allowing myself to be what it needed to be. And that guy, every single record of his, he pulls no punches.
Does it sound in a system also that good?
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, for sure. I mean, it's an interesting point, but I've listened to his music on like these like AirPods, you know, and it sounds a certain way, but I've also listened to it in like a super high fidelity, beautiful clip speakers and Macintosh turntable thing. Like, and it's just like, every time I listen to it, I discover more stuff. It's incredibly inspiring. And also just like another thing, just his ability to collaborate, I think is like really impressive, especially when you're doing something that takes up so much space. Mm-hmm. His music is like this big thing that like really kind of like, it states a lot in its presence. But then like you listen to these like Boris and Merzbow records that are amazing, or like
is there a certain record, like, I know that's probably a hard question to answer, but is there a certain record that you would say like that would be the one that you can get into what he's doing, or is it more like an experience that you need to like be in the right moment at the right time, that kind of thing.
I think there's definitely the latter, but I like, this is really dorky, but I actually collect like all this, like anytime I see a CD of his for this one record called Hybrid Noise Bloom, I buy it. So I have like 15 copies of his one Murzbow record for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think that one's pretty good. He's got a series of records called like, I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's about birds. Cause he's like a pretty like militant vegan and he's very convicted about it. And so like he has all these records that are about like, he's obsessed with birds for some reason. And he has this kind of like old man presence on the internet where it's like, he just posts like really adorable pictures of like these beautiful birds that he comes across, or like his own, I think he has a few like doves that he keeps and things like that. And it's clear to me like that he seems like he's pretty happy. And like, I think that people who are allow themselves to kind of express themselves the way that they do are just get rid of a lot of like unnecessary noise. He just does what he likes, you know what I mean? It seems like ultimately he ends up being happy, which is like, as a musician, to me is like super inspiring.
All right, that was my conversation with Skyler Scaleset from Fleet Foxes. Next week I'm gonna be back with episode 12, where I interview AC McIntyre about Polly Murray. I want to remind you all that all these episodes have video versions, which you can check out on www.craterecords.be. Go check that out. Thanks.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.